good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. 641, that's what we're on. 641 episodes of this shit. So I had a gig last night to 40 people, maybe? 30 people, probably 30 people, maybe 20. I don't know. There was, I don't know. Let's say somewhere between 25 and 35 people. 35? Oh, fuck it, who cares? The point is, it didn't go that well. It didn't go that well. And then I was just walking back to my car going, am I shit? Am I shit? Am I actually shit? I've been doing this for 5 years. Am I shit? So the big question that I've got to ask is, am I shit? I don't know. It's like, am I shit? Oh, like every sign, I have a really good gig sometimes. I'll have a lot of lukewarm gigs where I'm kind of trying stuff and discovering stuff and something's hit and something's missed. And then I have some bad gigs and I'm like, is that shit? Am I shit? Am I shit? I mean, I'm laughing, but it's tragic. It's tragic. And then, there's a part of you that watches fucking Hollywood movies about never giving up, right? And you think to yourself, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to carry on doing it. And then there's part of you which is like, come on, mate. Come on. Shh, shh, shh. Come on. It's over. It's over. Shh, shh, shh. Let it go. Do you know, I remember watching SAS Who Dares Wins, which is, you know, Ant Middleton and Foxy, whatever his name is, and a few of those other people, and Ollison or whatever. And they're all ex-SAS and SBS. They're all ex-Special Forces guys, and they go out and they do the Special Forces training on just general people who've applied to the TV show. And it's pretty brutal. And then there was one guy in there who, Ant Middleton, was going, you've got to quit, because what they do is they beast you until you quit, right? And this one guy, he was shit. He was at the back of the pack. He just was terrible, but he wouldn't quit. And obviously, there's a big part of him which has seen Rocky movies and listened to Tony Robbins speeches and said, fuck no, I'm not quitting. You know, it doesn't matter how slow you go as long as you don't stop and all of this stuff. And Ant Middleton was like, you've got to quit. And obviously, at some one point, I think he was thinking, they're testing me, but I'm not going to quit and they're going to love my resolve. But no, it was the opposite. The guy was like, I can't kick you out of this process unless you utterly fail, but you are shit and you have to fucking go. You're holding everyone else back. You're making the whole thing worse. Understand your limits and fuck off. And and that is kind of, am I shit? Am I that guy at the back of the pack? Am I? The thing is, you look at everybody else around you and you're like, no, you're sometimes shit. There was a great girl there, woman there called Ali Westwood or something. I can't remember her name. She's done comedy for 10 years. And she came on, she was very confident and very funny. I mean, I wasn't like, wow, fucking, this is a 10-year polished as fuck act. But she did, in the middle of her act, someone came along with a pint of Guinness. She grabbed it. She went, oh, thanks very much. And downed it on stage. And everybody was like, you know, obviously going nuts. And then she was a bit pissed after. It was very funny. It's very funny, her downing a pint of Guinness as a bit of improv. And so you can forgive her for not being 100% on it because she was downing drinks. But at the same time, she was good. She was good. She was good. She came with an air of, like, this is the thing. You look at professionals and you go, that joke isn't that funny, or that joke isn't that clever, or that premise isn't that funny. But it's not just about the fucking premise. It's not just about the joke construction. And this is the thing about Adam Bloom's book so far that I've read, is it's very much about construction of jokes and how things work. And I mean, later on, he does talk about persona and stuff, but I'm not there yet. But the point is, I think a lot of beginners or intermediates like myself will look at somebody and they'll go, that joke isn't actually that funny, but it's not the joke that they're bringing to the table. It is, but it's a vibe, it's a confidence, it's a funniness that they're bringing to the table. And yesterday, it was quite a tough. Jeff Alderman closed and he did 20 and he had some jokes which made me cry with laughter. Some one-liners. But a lot fell on deaf ears. And he said to me after, that's quite a tough crowd. I'm not putting Jeff down. He's brilliant and I actually love him. And it's really a good joy to see him perform and talk to him. But what I would say is... It was a little tiny bit of a tough crowd, and so when I was doing my bit, people were looking at me a little bit like what, and some stuff that hits was just getting nothing, and anyway, and then the reason why I bring all this up is because I kind of went into it, and I don't like rescue laughs, and this is what I got a big rescue laugh, but I started going on about how. And again, complete boom mic moment, shouldn't be doing it really. Is I was like, look, this normally I wish so-and-so was here because they said this. And when this happened before, people said you're wise and funny and everyone clapped and cheered. And it was like I was making a big joke about it because I was like, I know I've lost you. And then that kind of got everybody back. But that to me is a rescue laugh. And it's like my mate Kirk Fontaine, great comedian. He's doing very well. He said, me and him do voice messages to each other every now and again. And he said about how you get people who become very good at open mic comedy, which isn't the same as being very good at comedy. And I think if you go for rescue laughs and you address the room a bit and you go, oh, this is weird and this is shit and blah, blah, blah. That is you becoming good at open mic. I know it's good at being in the room as well, but you're also becoming good at being open, you know. Be true to your art a little bit more when you go on stage and try and actually be a comedian rather than talking about how it's an open mic night and, you know, therefore all of the stuff that comes with that. Anyway, just some thoughts. I'm really banging on now. It's 7 minutes long, but am I shit? I've got a gig tonight, but it's just an open mic night. It's 7 minutes. It's local. I want to try some different stuff because this is the forum to try different stuff. But am I shit? See you on the next pod.